And imagine working for 5 years on scientific or medical research, submitting it to the appropriate journal for publication, and having it rejected, only to find later that someone who reviewed your research stole it, published it under their name. Ivan Oransky wrote about such a case for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Ivan's also the co-founder of Retraction Watch, which tracks retractions in science journals. So, Ivan, how did this doctor, Michael Danziger, find out his research on metabolism diet had been stolen?
He actually read it in the journal that eventually published it. So in other words, someone had actually gone, as you said, and reviewed it, stolen it, gussied it up to make it look as though maybe it wasn't really Danziger's, and published it in really what I would consider a very low-ranked journal. The original journal that Danziger had hoped to publish this in was actually one of the top 5 or 6 medical journals in the world.
Yeah. Well, these were Italian researchers. The copied paper was retracted. The researchers who stole it acknowledged they did, apologized in a letter. But how else would you keep this from happening? We know that papers get published. There's peer review. Explain what the process is all about. I mean, I think if I were an Italian researcher and I published a paper, what if somebody called me up and said, I'd love to come see your lab? You know, maybe you haven't done it. So what are some other safeguards that can be put in place, and tell us more about what this process is supposed to be?
So what peer review means is that, you know, I submit a paper to a journal, and rather than just being able to publish it on my website and saying, oh, look at this, I found the best thing since sliced bread, someone else, a peer, or actually in this case usually 2 or 3 peers, is supposed to look over that. Does it make sense? Does it seem like I did the work that I'm claiming that I did? All of those things. That's all done, though, really secretly. So you know what's happening, but the editor is the only person who knows who's actually reviewing this paper and reading it. That's the typical process. What happened here was sort of the worst fear of a lot of researchers, which is that while your paper's being reviewed, it's not been published and nobody knows you've done it except that reviewer. So it's as if you had a big scoop and you sent it to me to, you know, just get a sense of, well, do you think this is legitimate? Should I run with this story? And then instead of actually giving you the feedback you wanted and helping you to make it maybe a better story, I went and stole it and I presented it as if I had published it. And so if this secrecy is taken away, that's one potential way that you might be able to prevent this sort of thing happening in the future.
Well, but you know, this happens in the film world. People steal manuscripts and make the films. But this is research. This is medical research. It feels it would be so easy to show that you, Dr. A, did all this lab work to come to this conclusion and the doctor who stole it didn't. I mean, does this really happen a lot?
You know, we don't know exactly how often it happens, but we've seen other cases of it. People talk about it. Somebody actually at our stat column left a comment to the effect that this was actually in a Kingsley Amis novel, I think 1954, and I don't think that was sort of the first time anyone had thought of it. You know, the fact is that the incentives in science often, I would say, promote kind of bad behavior, whether it's theft, out-and-out theft, or just sort of sloppiness, or just rushing to try and get things done. But you can imagine here where this person, the person who stole the work, maybe didn't even want anyone except someone reading his CV very quickly to actually see that he had published it, because then you can hide it. You know, you can. It's like burying something in paperwork.
Yeah. Ivan Oransky, a columnist with our partners at STAT, co-founder of Retraction Watch. They look for journals that retract papers. Ivan, thanks so much for talking to us about this case.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here, Robin.